You know, I work at the law school. I'm proud of that. I think it gives me a great perspective into the university. I've advocated for the university, the legislature. Of course, I've been a student there, and I worked at the law school previously, CU Denver as well, and taught. So that unique, well-rounded view of the university, I think, actually helps me be a much better regent. I met with legal counsel about would there be any conflict of interest, and I was actually very surprised that he said how little he thought there might even be a chance of it. Certainly not anything around the budget or the law school. Those are big, large, macro votes on the budget on campus. But perhaps if a law professor was getting tenure, that I would recuse myself. Every board has potential conflicts, and as a legislator, I analyze whether I have any potential conflicts. As my reputation has never been called into question on that. I don't have a problem recusing myself from a tenure vote, of course. And I would talk to legal counsel that represents the region, the president's office, if they ever thought there was an issue, and I would follow that advice. And those types of votes aren't, you know, those are unanimous votes anyway, so recusing myself on a vote is not, I cannot foresee that it would ever actually mean that, you know, the board ties or something like that. So I think my experience at the law school is actually a benefit, and I understand what students' day-to-day life is, the faculty day-to-day life, and our graduate students who are struggling to even make a living in Boulder and Denver. So I'm really proud of my history with the university, and I want to keep giving and serving the entire university community.
Well, I want to thank you both very much for giving up a part of your beautiful Sunday to share with us to inform and educate our CU advocates around the